Welcome to Moswell Hall Methodist Church Podcast. Today, we'll be hearing Reverend Matt's message from our Remembrance Sunday service. If you live in North London or are visiting, we would love to welcome you at our church, and you can find more details about us on our social media. Before we listen to Matt's sermon, let's hear from the Bible.
Micah chapter 4, verses 1 to 5. The mountain of the Lord. In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established as the highest of the mountains. It will be exalted above the hills, and peoples will stream to it. Many nations will come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the temple of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, so that we may walk in his paths." The law will go out from Zion, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He will judge between many peoples, and will settle disputes for strong nations far and wide. They will beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war any more. Everyone will sit under their own vine and under their own fig tree, and no one will make them afraid, for the Lord Almighty has spoken. All the nations may walk in the name of their gods, but we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. Luke 21, verses 5 to 9. The destruction of the temple and signs of the end times. Some of his disciples were remarking about how the temple was adorned with beautiful stones and with gifts dedicated to God. But Jesus said, "As for what you have seen here, the time will come when not one stone will be left on another. Every one of them will be thrown down." "Teacher," they asked, "when will these things happen, and what will be the sign that they are about to take place?" He replied, "Watch out that you are not deceived, for many will come in my name, claiming, 'I am he,' and 'the time is near.' Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and uprising, do not be frightened. These things must happen first, but the end will not come right away."
We've looked at remembering the past, remembering our loved ones, and then now remembering for the future. If you can remember that far back in our gospel reading, Jesus and his disciples are in a church, they're in a place of worship, and these stones that they're really impressed with are big stones. The big, big stones. They have every right to be impressed with what they've seen. Aren't you so glad that we don't worry about what goes on in the building here at church? And as they're in the place of worship, these stones were big. And they say, "Wow, teacher, look at these big stones." And then Jesus says to his disciples, "Here is a reality check. This is what life is going to be like. There'll be wars, there'll be rumour of wars, and everybody will come to try and bring me down, but you must stay loyal to me." Today on Remembrance Sunday, how can or should we remember war? And as we remember today, we're not just remembering of the past, but right today, we're remembering people as a big conflict is happening in the Middle East and also in Ukraine, and other conflicts around the world that are not even mentioned in the news. As we meet today to remember, we also remember our sisters and brothers around the world who have to worship in secret. Yes, remember the past, but also how we should remember what's happening today. Remembering the past is about how we understand ourselves in the present, How are you in that present time? Where are you on your journey? To remember, we need to be able to look at ourselves. And this is what Micah talks about. Micah has a vision for Jerusalem that people will turn to God. His vision, it's not a bad vision, is it? His vision is to love mercy. If none of us don't want to love mercy, then I think we should just pack and go. Micah's vision for Jerusalem is to love mercy. He says that there will no more war, that swords will turn into plowsheds. No more poverty, no more fear. And later on, Micah says, what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. So yes, remember, but actually God is saying to every one of us here that we, in our remembering, need to be able to be the light out there. We need to be the ones that turn the swords into plowshares. A picture is going to hopefully appear on the screen. I don't know if anybody has seen this before. I know that Hull had this, and it's 8 meters tall in feet, 200 feet, is that? And it's made of out of 100,000 knives. And it's gone round, and if you can see the picture of the angel, she's there and she's got her hands out, or he, and got the hands out and reaching out to the people. When I think of Micah, of actually swords into plowshares, I think of this angel here, where we have lots of things that are happening that shouldn't be happening in our own very streets about knife crime and weapons that are happening, but yet from something as a sharp object, somebody has created something beautiful that is standing over everything else. Swords into plowshares. Knives into angels. That the angel is there standing above it all. And it's gone around to city, to town, for people to be able to see. I remember once a few years ago in Glastonbury, somebody said these words that was criticised for it, which I can't think why. Build bridges, not walls. That's our role. It's not to actually build a wall, but it's to build bridges into society. Because what the past has taught us is that nobody wins a war. And today in the conflicts that are happening, nobody wins a war. Everybody loses a loved one. People are hurt. Lots of rebuilding is needed. And our role of this is to be bridge keepers amongst the realities of life. Not to build walls, but to build bridges. To change weapons into love, and to change walls into bridges. That as we've remembered, nobody wins a war. We're about remembering for the future. What do you, what do I want for the future? And yes, we can all pray for peace. We've been doing that for years and years and years and years. God is peace. But that peace begins with us, you and I, made in the image of God. Our two readings today, together with Remembrance Sunday stories, offer plenty of scope of reflection on being, encouraging one another to be bearers of hope in difficult circumstances, helping others to find pathways through dark times. We need each other. We all need each other at this time. So may God bless you in your remembering the past. May God bless you as you remember your loved ones. And may God bless you remembering to help to change the future. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today, and we pray that as we continue to upload sermons, prayers, podcasts, and more, we can find something for you here. Please feel free to follow our podcast on Spotify and Apple Music so that you can hear when we upload episodes. Until next time, God bless you.